Welcome back to Flag Sports Saturday. Jace Denman alongside Spencer the Gift Jostin, Big Game James McCarty. Now we're joined in studio by West Fargo Cheyenne running back Gage Anderson. Gage, thanks for joining us this morning and getting up out of bed early.
Yeah.
You know what? I was there last night. Things didn't go your way as we'd hoped. But it was a great experience for me to be there calling the game. How was the experience yesterday in general terms for you guys being at the state championship game once again?
You know, it's a great feeling. Making it into the Fargo Dome is always a blessing.
Absolutely. Now, when we look at the season as a whole, we went from thinking we weren't going to have a season to finally getting a season. We had limited fans. And then you saw what happened with your West Fargo Cheyenne soccer team not being able to play in the playoffs. So what was the experience like as a whole going through this season with mass protocols, social distancing, kind of unique situations? How were you able to make it through this season in such unique circumstances?
You know, it obviously hit us. It hit us different. This COVID stuff, it's strong. So just going into the season, it's a different feeling not having fans, you know, sitting playing the game without fans. It's not the same thing.
Exactly. Now, I'd just like to let you know, I don't know if anybody told you, but during our radio broadcast of West Fargo Cheyenne football games, I called you the Swiss Army knife of the Cheyenne Mustangs. We saw you line up as one of the wingbacks there, getting those end arounds. We saw you catch passes and do a number of things. Can you talk about your role on the team and kind of, in a sense, what the coach asked you to do this season? I mean, it looked like you're obviously willing to do anything and everything to help your team win, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
You know, as a senior, you know, I expected myself to do everything I could. It's my last season, so I wanted to hit it out strong. But on the offensive side, I believe that I was forced to do a lot of what I can do. Mm-hmm. So I did what I could. Just being as a running back, we have multiple formations. So, you know, just knowing those plays and running them, executing those plays, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. James, you got a question for Gage?
Yes, no. Hey, Gage, it's James. I'm back at home right now, but I want to just kind of get your thoughts on last night. I mean, it was a big, fast, physical defensive line for Bismarck Century, Lucas Schweiger, McGuire Martin, Andrew Line Gang, all those guys. I mean, you're looking, those guys are, you know, 250, 260, 270. And it seems as though, I mean, it seemed like they ran a 4.5 40. They just were all over the field. What was it like trying to get into open field to get some extra yards and then also trying to block some of those just absolute beasts out in the interior there?
Yeah, I'll give those guys props. They're amazing players on the other side of the ball. Honestly, I don't know. They're just so good of players. You kind of have to just execute plays at the same time as just like making your blocks and like not missing nobody. Because if you miss someone, you know they're making plays.
Okay, I guess I'll go.
Awesome. Thank you on that. Yeah, sorry, a little bit of
a delay
there on that. But you know, regardless, what was it like as well? Kind of watching. I just want to see on the other end of the spectrum. Cade Garcia, he had an absolutely phenomenal night. What was it kind of? Were you able to soak it in and kind of enjoy that a little bit for him afterwards? I know it's kind of tough because he was on the opposing team, but I mean, he's a physical runner as well.
Oh yeah, number 34. That kid's he'll be a player.
Now, okay, would you say, you know, going into the season that, because I mean, I've seen you line up as wide receiver, obviously catch some passes for the team. Do you quite categorize yourself more as a receiver or a running back, or just kind of a jack of all trades?
I don't know. I'll say a running back because it's a formation. We go into empty, mm-hmm. and we have no fullback. We bring out me and then the empty slot that comes in. I'm still in the slot formation, so it's technically a running back.
Okay. So looking back on your high school career, obviously you made it to the state championship twice and came away empty-handed, but overall, what lessons in life can you take away from being a football player for West Fargo Cheyenne?
You know, win or lose, those guys are still family, you know. You can't dwell on it. You dwell on something, it'll just hit you on later in life. You win, you got to stay humble, go on to the next game, mm-hmm. do what you can.
Now that the season's over, and you don't have to worry about not necessarily not worry about, but you don't have to worry about getting your teammates sick or anything like that because the season's now done. Does that change anything as far as your day-to-day routine with going to West Fargo Cheyenne on a hybrid basis or anything? Are you going to be able to hang out with some of your buddies? Were you able to hang out with some of the guys after the game last night?
Yeah, I did hang out with a couple friends, actually. I don't know. It's definitely going to be weird. I don't know. I just thinking about not having a season, not being with my family every day. Mm-hmm. Those guys were like my all. So
now, future plans. Do you plan on trying to go somewhere, play football, or are you just going to, is this a chapter in your life of playing football? Is it done that you're going to move on and kind of focus on your education and getting a job and a career down the line, or what's next for Gage Anderson?
To be honest, I'm honestly not even completely sure right now. I think I might just go to NDSU and major in business finance.
Nice.
Or business administration. So,
well, just a little heads up, at this point in time in your life, you're not really supposed to have everything figured out.
It's not a rush.
Well, I mean, look at James. He's 22 and he doesn't have anything figured out either, right, James?
Oh no, I definitely do not. But since you threw it over to me, I do have one more question for you, Gage. So, football season's over now. You're looking into basketball season, and West Fargo Cheyenne, they had a phenomenal year last year. They were going to the state semifinals when the season got cut short. I mean, and then also the season being pushed back a week as well this year. You're not starting on December 8th for a game. You're starting December 14th now, just due to some COVID precautions. And basically my question is, what are you looking forward to in this basketball season this year?
A lot of things, actually. I think we have potential this year. So, you know, I'm just going to go in there, stay humble, and see what we can do, you know.
Yeah, we were able to cover West Fargo Cheyenne basketball last year, and it was unfortunate. We got to the semifinals. You guys had a great team last year, and I think at that point in time when the tournament got postponed, I mean, you guys were looking like you were the favorites to win the state championship, probably with another rematch against Fargo Davies. James, you got anything else for Gage while he's here?
No, I do not. I was just kind of curious on that. But, yeah, thank you for a couple minutes of your time today, Gage. And, I mean, we got trivia coming up here, so I'm excited about that as well.
Exactly. Maybe we'll take Spencer. You're rolling your eyes over there. You got something you want to add to? Buddy?
I was just getting the, you know, the crust in the eyes.
So Gage, obviously, do you watch professional sports a lot?
I do. Yes.
Who are your teams?
Green Bay.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
the door's right there.
Yeah, James and Spencer won't like that so much.
I like his sweatshirt over there. Doing great this year. They're doing great.
Yeah. Do you follow the NBA at all?
I do.
What? Are you a Timberwolves fan?
No.
Well, he said that with the quickness.
I don't blame you.
I know, right? It's rough. I mean,
so who are you going for? Who's your team?
I've been an OKC fan my whole life.
Okay. So this post Westbrook era, how's that treating you?
Oh, gosh, bro. I don't even...
But to tell you the truth, though, like, you guys did very well with that. Like, I was expecting you guys to win 20 games.
Exactly. And then Chris Paul came in.
And then you make the playoffs.
Yeah, you made the playoffs and did well. So now that you're in the offseason, what do you think your Oklahoma City Thunder will do? And follow that up by, what do you want them to do?
I honestly don't think we're going to be that good this year.
Hey, welcome to the club.
I know. You know, it's always hopeful. There's always next year is what they always want to say. Yeah. Do you think
it's our motto in Minnesota.
Do you think that they'll keep Chris Paul, trade him, try and get some more draft assets for him? Because, I mean, they've got like 72 draft picks, I think, after the Chris Paul.
Stud, the Alexander
game. Yeah. Exactly. And he's been, you know, there's always been.
Killer, man.
Yeah, well, the Timberwolves have, there's been a rumor about trying to get him out of Oklahoma City for that
you
first
guys
overall
have
pick.
Him. We're good.
So do you think Chris Paul sticks around Oklahoma City for another year? Or do you think they move him for more draft assets to try and build the team down the road?
I hope he stays.
Yeah?
He's a big impact on that team.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
I do have one question for you, Gage. So if you're in the locker room, day before, you know, you're driving to the game, you're in the locker room, what music are you listening to? What's going to clear your mind and get you focused?
Rap.
Okay. Who are you going for? You going old school, or are you talking these new mumble
these new
rappers?
Guys, these new guys.
Oh, man. This is just old.
I'll respect it, though. I'll let it. Yeah. What are you listening to? Some Logic?
I actually do listen to Logic, but that's not my hype-up stuff. There's a wide variety. Like Lil TJ.
Okay.
Baby, yeah. Little Baby, like all them, yeah.
Flock okay. of Seagulls?
Nope. Oh. I don't even know.
I ran, dude. No, but okay. So, like, so are you hyping with your guys? Or are you just kind of in yourself, getting your zone?
On the bus to where?
Well, just in general.
You know, either on the bus, you guys all listen to the same stuff. You all got headphones on like the pros do in your own little kind of world in your own little zone there, yeah. or what?
I use my AirPods most of the time until. Right before the games, we got a speaker that we play in the locker rooms, and I listen to the music with the team. So
we're gonna play some of this when you guys are in the locker room.
Bruce Springsteen, are you serious?
Yep,
I love it.
Well, Gage, I want to thank you for coming in this morning, getting up early, and spending some time with us here for this segment.